welcome to episode 72 of A Gamer Looks at 40. I'm Bill Tucker. And on today's episode, I've decided to stop the presses. I had a schedule laid out, everything put aside for the big talking point in the world of video games this week, and probably for the next month, the Mario movie. I saw the Mario movie on Thursday afternoon with my son. It was a 4 o'clock showing, and I have thoughts. But I realized as I was kind of mulling this over, and at first I wasn't going to do an episode. I figured who really cares what I have to say about this? My voice is going to be one of a million different voices out there on the internet, all giving their opinions, some good, some bad. And at the end of the day, the entire length and breadth of possible reactions will be covered. But then I realized that's not the point of the show. I truly think everybody is unique in a certain way, even if the narratives tend to be tied together. But then I also realized, does the world need my opinion at all? And at the end of the day, does my opinion really even matter? Especially considering I'm not the target audience for the Super Mario Brothers movie. I mean, I'm not. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're not either. This movie was clearly made for kids. This is a children's movie that has longtime fans firmly in mind. But at the end of the day, the audience are kids. And yes, while adults can find a lot of fun here, and the director and producers and the writers all took longtime video game fans into account, and this is truly a movie everybody can enjoy, kids are the target audience. This is an Illumination children's movie. So why not get the opinion of a kid? My kid. On this episode of A Gamer Looks at 40, we're going to examine the Mario movie in two very distinct and different ways. We're going to start off by talking with my son for about 12 minutes about his reactions to the movie, his history with Mario, and then the second half is going to be my thoughts on the movie. I'm going to try to keep mine short. I'm not good at keeping things short, as I'm sure you know if you listen to this show on a regular basis. So if you want to hear my opinions, hang out for the back half of the show. And if you just want to hear what a child thinks about it, what a 6-year-old, almost 7-year-old thinks about the movie that was truly made for him, hang out for the first half, listen to it, and then click off to somewhere else off in the ether. Trust me, I don't blame you if you don't need to hear another beardy 40-year-old talk about the Super Mario Brothers movie. And full disclosure, there are some minor spoilers in this. He's 6. He couldn't help himself. If you haven't seen the movie and you want to completely avoid every little thing, hold on to this show until you've seen it, because you really, really should. Time to strap on our overalls, grab our plungers, and make sure the popcorn is extra buttery as we take a look at the Super Mario Brothers movie from the perspective of a kid and from the perspective of a me. Let's jump into it. Hello and welcome to episode 72 of A Gamer Looks at 40. I'm Bill, and today we have a very special guest. He is a cleaner of rooms, a player of games, a kicker of kicks in Taekwondo, and swims the occasional pool, the one and only Mr. William Scott Tucker. Hey, Will.
Hey, hello.
You look a little embarrassed at that introduction, Will.
I'm not really. I'm just laughing because he said, like cleaner of all bedrooms. He's like funny. Like, why would anyone say that?
Well, it's true because you just cleaned your room. You did a great job. So, William, we are here to talk about the Mario movie. Now, before we get started with the Mario movie, I would like you to give your best Mario voice. Your very, very best Mario. Let's go. You can do it. You can do it.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
What if I do it first?
It's me, Mario. Let's go.
Nice. There we go. What were you embarrassed about? So, before I talk about the Mario movie, I'd like to get your history with Mario. Because you've played a lot of Mario games in your day.
I know.
And how old are you right now?
6.
You're going to be 7 in a month. Your birthday's coming up.
Yes, that's not too long.
Now, what was your first Mario game? Do you remember?
My first Mario game was Super Mario 64.
So, yes, I think that was the first one you played with me. But remember you played the first Mario game? Remember that one? It's more of like an orange color. And the old Mario. You played Mario 2 with me. That's the one where you pick up the enemies and throw them at the other enemies. Do you remember that one?
But I've started to play Mario Party.
We tried Mario Party. We couldn't get through the tutorial. We need more time. You play Mario 3. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
You play Mario World, right?
Oh, yeah. The one with that little star guy.
With what little star guy?
That little star guy that was in the movie.
Oh, no. That's Mario Galaxy. We did play Mario Galaxy together.
Yeah, Mario Galaxy.
Mario World's when we play with your mom.
Wait, you mean the one where he has the cape and then he can turn his cape into a parachute?
Yep, exactly. That's the one we're talking about, right? But the one you're the best at, there's two games you love. What are the two Mario games you super duper love?
I love the new Super Mario Brothers.
Which one? For the Switch?
Switch.
Yeah.
And the Switch.
And
Mario Kart, and also I have one that I like.
What's that?
Mario in the Lost Levels.
Oh, you're talking about Mario in the Lost Levels. Well, one day maybe. So you love Mario Kart.
Yes, I love.
And we've beaten together Mario for the Switch, right?
Yeah, we've beaten Mario together.
That's right. But you got to like World 6 or 7 by yourself.
Yeah.
And then I helped you with World 8. We did it together as a team. Now, so why do you like Mario games so much, Will? Why do you like them so much?
Because they're fun. You like, they don't like jump. Like, and you only like have like 3 lives. That's perfect enough time you'll have to try to have a game of time to stay alive. Because you might stay alive without getting killed.
Yeah, that's the whole point, right? You try not to get killed. You try to stay alive and beat the level.
But Mario faints. Not get killed.
Now, when you play Mario games, what's your favorite part about them? Is the running, the jumping, the power-ups, the enemies? What do you like about it so much?
Beating the game.
Beating the game.
Beating the level.
Yep.
Because I'm looking forward to see if I win the level, then I get to move on to the next level. Then it's just like going on and on and on.
It's fun.
Woo!
And you like playing the same levels over and over again.
Yeah, because they get better and better.
There you go. That's it. That's how it works. In Mario Kart, who's your favorite character?
Mario!
Are you in Mario Kart?
Yeah.
And no, you switch them up a lot, but what's your favorite character in Mario Kart?
All of them.
You like all of them?
Yeah, I like all of them.
But if you had to pick one, who would be your favorite?
I don't know.
You were running Princess for a while.
Yeah.
And you like Princess.
And my cousins don't like Princess.
Well, what did I tell you about your cousins and not liking Princess?
It doesn't matter. Only if you like the person you like have.
Yeah. Does it matter if your cousins don't like Princess?
No!
Exactly. Of course it doesn't. You're allowed to like whatever you like. So, William, so we saw the Mario movie in theaters 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's been a couple days.
Yeah.
What would you think of the Mario movie? What's your opinion?
It was awesome, great, amazing, astonishing, awesome!
Astonishing. What was your...
Awesome.
Now, what was your favorite part of the movie?
When Mario and Luigi defeat Bowser.
Okay. Now, spoiler alert for those who haven't seen it. Mario and Luigi defeat Bowser. I highly doubt that's a big spoiler, considering that's how the games kind of work.
No.
So,
all the games work that.
Yeah, I mean, they're all kind of work that way. So, William, so you liked that. What other scenes did you really like?
I liked when they were going on the carts.
So you like when they were on Rainbow Road?
Yeah.
Cool. Who was your favorite character in the movie?
Mario!
You like Mario?
Yeah.
Why did you like Mario so much?
He's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. If you had to describe Mario, like what he does in the movie, who he is as a person, how would you describe Mario?
He saves the day.
He saves the day? Yeah. How does he save the day?
By defeating all the Koopas and Trumps. And also, like, it's like technically with Luigi and Mario save the day because they save Brooklyn.
They save Brooklyn. That's right. Would you say that they're a team?
Yep.
I think they're a good team. What did you think about Princess in the movie?
Her voice sounded much more different in the game.
Did it?
Much more different.
Okay. Did you mind it, or did it bother you?
Was like, what? This is a wholly different kind of voice. Hmm. Like, what the?
Interesting.
Who's making this act?
Who's doing this voices? What do you think of Bowser?
Bowser, he had dark, deep voice.
Now, I will tell, if you mind telling, do you mind if I tell the audience about what happened when Bowser was singing the song to Peaches? Peaches? What happened when he was singing to Princess Peach? And again, slight spoiler for those. It's a minor spoiler.
Okay, you can tell it.
You want me to tell them?
You tell them.
Why can't you? You sure you don't want to tell them in your own words?
No, you please.
So Bowser is singing the song. He's holding his ears as we speak. He's sitting there with a big goofy grin, holding his ears. He can't even imagine what's happening. He's holding his ears. He's singing Peaches, and he's like, "I love you." Well, he's now bright red, and you went, "I can't." You went, "I can't, I can't, I can't." And you snuggled your head. William can't handle mushy, gooshy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, but other than that, did you find Bowser scary at all?
No.
No? That's just Bowser being Bowser.
Oh, yeah. And I also liked it at the end where he turned to Minnie. I liked it at the end when he turned Minnie. He looked cute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Remember at the end she was singing the same song?
Uh-huh.
Then one of the Toad guards, like, said, "Be quiet! You know who I am! I am Batman!"
Now, William, one of my favorite parts, just because it was fun, was the Donkey Kong Mario fight.
Oh, that was one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Why did you like that so much?
Because Mario wins.
That's true. And what suit did he have on when he won?
Cat.
Now, you've never played a game with Cat Mario?
Yes, I have.
Which one?
With Thomas. It's called Mario 3D World.
Oh, so you've played Mario 3D World?
Yes. With Thomas.
Okay, your friend Thomas, yes. Okay, that's right. So you do know Cat Mario. Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really fun. Did you like the way Donkey Kong was portrayed in the movie, the way he was shown?
What's portrayed?
Portrayed means how the movie made him look. Did you like Donkey Kong in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you give me your best DK Donkey Kong?
DK Donkey Kong. DK Donkey Kong is here. Oh!
Nice. Well done. Well done. Now, what did you think of the music in the game? I can't say game. It's a movie. It's not a game. How did you think about the music?
It was sweet.
Sweet? Nice.
Nuts. It's actually nuts.
It's actually nuts. Yeah. I also really like the Mario Kart part, too, when they're driving.
Oh, yeah. Because I like to play Mario Kart 8.
Now, what did you think about the blue shell?
Oh, yeah. The guy turned into a blue shell. We didn't know that he can turn into a blue shell. But how did he turn into a blue shell?
That's right. It was pretty cool. So, to finish up this conversation, Will, do you think adults should go see the Mario movie?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah? Do you think kids should go see the Mario movie?
Oh, yeah, they'll be happy to see Mario. Mario, 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 Mario.
And what if somebody had never seen Mario before? I never heard of Mario, never played a video game. Do you think they'll still like this movie?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's about bad stuff happens, but it turns gooder and gooder and gooder.
Okay.
Because it starts out like normal because they're plumbers, and then it goes better and better, and then the movie starts to grow better.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, William, I think you really enjoyed it. Are you going to see it again?
Yeah, when it comes out.
I told you, we're not going to see it again in movie theaters, I don't think. Yeah. But when it comes out on streaming and we can see it on Netflix or whatever, we'll see it again.
Or Disney, because Minions have been on Netflix and Disney. So there's two different categories where Minions has been shoot out.
William, thank you so much for joining me on the show. If you had to give the movie a rating from 1 to 10, 1 being terrible, 10 being amazing, exceptional, best thing ever, what number would you give this movie?
1,000.
1,000? That, I think, makes a lot of sense. So let's give the friends at home or whoever listening a good so long, Bowser.
So long, Bowser.
And now it's my turn. Going into the movie, I had measured expectations. And if you know me in any realm of the internet, you know that I tend to have measured expectations of everything. I don't love to build up hype in my heart. I like to keep things on an even keel. I like keeping my expectations very measured because it allows me to enjoy art, for lack of a better term, on its own terms, not on the expectations I've placed upon it with very little information. If a new Star Trek show comes out, I'm not generally excited for it. I'm interested, I'm intrigued, maybe the trailers look good, conversation's good, but I try not to get myself to a point of hype where if my expectations are dashed or destroyed or just not met for a variety of different reasons, it doesn't hurt me. I'm allowed to say a work isn't good or isn't bad for a variety of different reasons, but if it turns out to be not what I expect, but if it turns out to just be not great, it doesn't hurt me. It's just not great. So that's kind of something I've kind of built into my fandoms and the way I look at art in general. It sounds very boring. I agree. But it's just kind of what I do to protect myself from disappointment for a variety of different reasons. So going into the Mario movie, I only wanted it to do one thing. And that was to capture the heart and soul of what makes Mario, Mario. Now, a lot of people have said over the years, and I was one of these people too, who have said Mario is an everyman. He's the ultimate player surrogate. He doesn't have a character. He doesn't have a backstory. He doesn't really have motivations. He's a vehicle for great gameplay. And this has been the narrative for years and years and decades. At the end of the day, nobody really cares about the lore of Super Mario Galaxy. Super Mario Brothers 3, no one really cares how the Koopa kids got their airships or who Mario's parents are or anything outside of the bare bones required to move a experience forward. Bowser grabs a princess, goes off on an adventure, Mario follows, and in the end of the day, Mario is victorious. He rescues the princess, saves the day, etc. And there's different, of course, facets and games, and yet the RPGs, and Mario's been in over 200 games at this point, so everything has been explored. Except for the stuff that we spend a lot of time exploring these days, which is, again, that lore, that backstory. So my feeling of the movie, before even going in based on trailers, was I just want them to capture who Mario is. And after some conversations for some of my episodes, especially via some conversations with Moses, the well-read mage on Twitter, I've come to realize that Mario does have a character. Mario has characteristics and traits. He's joyful. He's fiercely loyal. He's energetic. He doesn't stop. He doesn't give up. He doesn't understand the concept of letting evil win. He's good-hearted. There's a lot of wonderful characteristics to Mario, which I think is what has led to Mario being this universally beloved character. A character that endures despite not having a tragic backstory, or despite not having fully fleshed out emotions, or despite not having the big narrative. Mario, kind of like Superman to me, and again, I've only ingested mass media Superman. I don't know the comics, and I know if I did read comics, I'd probably get my mind changed. But Mario is an ideal. He is the sort of person most of us would like to be. Endlessly optimistic, fiercely loyal, and brimming with joy. And the joy of Mario, of course, is in the play. So for me, my goal, movie, just make this fun. Show people who may have never played a Mario game what it's like to do so through this different medium. And in that respect, this movie succeeds admirably. This movie is full of joy. It is a joyful, spirited experience. But is it good? Kinda. If this were called Mushroom Men or, you know, something else, the Brooklyn Plumber Show, and it had nothing to do with Mario, or if we lived in an alternate universe where Mario games never existed, and you just put this on the screen, this would be a slightly above average kids movie. There's a lot of structural issues with the Mario Brothers movie. The characterizations are very thin. The motivations of the characters are next to non-existent. Mario has a, you know, good one, rescue my brother, but there's no reason for the princess to take Mario around on his adventure. There's no reason for Toad to be there. Bowser's motivation is pretty much the purest, but it's also a little on the creepy side, if nothing else. Their scenes begin and end with no rhyme or reason. There's very little transitional filmmaking. The ending is horribly rushed. As a matter of fact, everything is rushed. This movie is, you know, kind of Minions level, maybe a little below. But at the end of the day, all these little structural things, all of these problems that my critic brain points out as I'm watching, my gamer brain, my nostalgic brain is saying, it doesn't matter. Or does it? I think in this instance with the Mario movie, both sides of the fence, pro and con, are kind of right. Critics are right. This movie is a bit of a mess. It's beautifully animated. The music is great. But they make baffling choices with using real-world soundtrack songs like Take On Me and things like and pieces like that to augment action scenes. It makes very little sense why they did that. The voice acting is fine. Jack Black is great. He is a lot of fun in Bowser. He's having the most fun. Chris Pratt's very good. I forgot it was Chris Pratt within 3 minutes of the movie, which is exactly what you want a voice actor to do. And everybody else is doing their thing. Princess's voice actress, fine. Seth Rogen, okay. Fine. Everything else is pretty workmanlike. Whoever played Toad, I don't remember who played Toad, but he was fun, very good. You know, there's not quite enough Luigi in there. Luigi kind of takes the place of the princess, but the princess character is awesome. My son has liked Princess for a while. Ever since he was a little kid, he's really been into Princess. And I am so glad there's a strong princess character in here to show him that, yeah, Princess is pretty kick-ass. She's kind of awesome because he's been made fun of for liking Princess because boys shouldn't play Princess in Mario Kart. And that actually measured his reaction. He kind of stepped back from his Princess fandom. And I've been trying to get rid of that. Like, dude, it's okay. Princess is pretty awesome. I play Princess in Mario too. She destroys the game. She literally breaks the game. So Princess kicks ass and it's okay to like the Pink Princess. Let's stop doing that. Anyway, so there's lots of things here, right? And the critics who've never played Mario and haven't probably thought of Mario since they were 8 years old or have never even played a Mario game, they don't have the connection to the character we do. And on its face, as a structural film, it's fine. if I were to give it a review score, an objective review score with no Mario fandom or nostalgia, I'd probably give this a 7. This is probably a 7 out of 10 movie because it is beautifully animated. I think the visuals are fun. There is a sense of joy. And there's a lot of fun to be had, especially for kids. But for adults, it's a kids' movie. But taking into consideration the goal of the movie, and that's what I think a lot of critics have fallen short on here, is taking into account what was the filmmaker intending to do? What was the artist's intent? A lot of times when we look at art, we think about what we want, but we never consider the goal of the actual person making the work. No one looks at this show and really thinks about what I'm trying to do, nor really should they. They are just experiencing what I create and forming their own opinions, like, dislike, whatever, but not really taking into account what my goal is. Some people do. I honestly think some people really do understand what the show is trying to do, but at the end of the day, many people aren't. They're just experiencing a work and forming an opinion, yay or nay. And that's fine. I do the same thing. But I think when we look at things critically, we also have to consider the source. And I truly think that the motivations of the filmmakers were pure and simple. We want to make a fun Mario Brothers movie that is great for newcomers to the series, fun for kids to enjoy, that keeps the longtime fans in mind, and most importantly, respects their fandom. And in that respect, this movie is incredible. That's why this movie's good. That's why I cannot, in my heart of hearts, as a video game fan, somebody who grew up with Mario, like everybody listening to this show likely has grown up with Mario. This movie had to do those two things. Entertain kids, bring them into the Mario fold, excite them, energize them, give them a simple story that has some really good feel-good moments, and honor those who have respected and loved and grown with this character since they were kids themselves. And this movie does both of those things admirably, beautifully, and respectably. It's everything from all the little, everything from all the references my kid will never get a hold of to how much fun it is watching Mario trying to get through the obstacle course, and the Donkey Kong fight is so much fun, and it goes beyond the references and nostalgia, because at its core, it's two brothers who love each other dearly, and Mario doing what Mario does, which is loyalty to his friends and trying to save the day and persevering. I really like this movie. I am looking forward to when it comes onto Netflix or Hulu or HBO Max eventually, and my son is saying, can we watch this 100 times? This will be one of those movies I'm likely not going to get sick of watching 100 times. And yes, it's because I love Mario. Why would I not? But I also really do connect with the fact that this character who has survived the ages, survived the decades, it is, you can count on two hands the amount of characters in media that have survived as long as Mario and it has had the cultural impact and had an unwavering cultural impact that never had an ebb and flow that just continued on in the hearts and minds of gamers spanning the last 30 something years. There's a reason for it. And I'm really glad this movie continues that momentum. Is it perfect? No. Is it a structurally good movie? It's fine. And at its face, is there a bunch of problems? Absolutely. We can go on for days and days about it. I could put my cranky critic hat on. I was a film critic for 10 years. I can't shake that piece of my brain. But what I can also do is tell that piece of my brain, relax. This is fun. And fun is good. And sometimes with a movie, it's okay to aim small, miss small. And that's what the Mario movie does great. And that's why this Mario movie is one that fans old and new alike should celebrate and enjoy for a good long time. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of A Gamer Looks at 40. We have a great couple of months planned for you, so be sure to keep it here And until next time, let's all try to be just a little bit more like our favorite Italian plumber.